Affordable housing advocates say it's time to stop saying "not in my backyard" to such housing projects. Stakeholders across Illinois say affordable housing might actually be your yard. WGLT's Mary Cullen reports.
Sometimes the scariest part of affordable housing is the name. Larry Pusateri is vice president of the Lightengale Group, a Chicago-based affordable housing consulting group that does work across the country. Pusateri says the largest barrier to any affordable housing project is gaining public support, yet it should not be.
They really need to look at the statistics. Affordable housing can be up to 80% of an area median income. And that's definitely working class.
And those who qualify for affordable housing come from a variety of job sectors. Michael Banghart is the executive director at Renaissance Social Services. He says affordable housing isn't just for the poor and homeless. It's for teachers, first responders, maybe even your family member or you.
It's pretty much housing that is, for the average everyday person. They need to live somewhere. Not everyone's a CEO.
And Banghart says even if this might not be you now, it could be you later. There are societal reasons the snapshot of people eligible or living in affordable housing is so diverse. Mary Ellen Tomasi is the vice president of development with Community Partners for Affordable Housing based in Lake County. She says the middle class is being priced out of the housing market.
We're helping home buyers in a community right now buy homes who are making $50,000 and $60,000 a year, but that's affordable housing for them because they can't buy anything at $50,000 a year.
Tomasi says housing is a ladder, moving up from no home to renting to owning a home. When one person moves up the ladder from renting to owning, a space opens for the next person. But Tomasi says the system can become stuck if the economy does not allow people to advance.
For someone who's homeless, it may take them a while to get a job, get back on their feet so they can rent a place. So it's a continuum of people moving up a ladder, and when a rung gets broken, then there's a swelling at the bottom.
That swelling means more homelessness. And Larry Pusateri says homelessness is a reason the public should support affordable housing developments.
If you don't serve people who are on the edge, right, who are just barely making it, living in substandard housing, then that will become a societal problem.
This is how he makes the case when pitching projects to cities and towns.
I'd like to tell them, you're going to pay for this housing one way or another. You're going to pay for it at the hospital, or you're going to pay for it with your police, or you're going to pay for it now and be proactive, but you're going to pay for this.
And if there is local support, Pusateri says the federal government throws in needed funding.
We just need you to do the action. Well, that's a pretty good deal.
Pusateri says governments often won't okay a project without neighborhood support. He says it's in a community's best interest to get a hold on housing issues fast and to build coalitions with many stakeholders. I'm Mary Cullen.
Larry Pusateri presented on affordable housing at the Housing Action Illinois Conference in Bloomington, the source of our series today.